What are the general defences to a claim in negligence? Where a claimant establishes a successful cause of action in tort, it is open to the defendant to plead one or more of the defences available. Where, on balance of probability, a successful defence is established, the defendant's liability for the damage may be reduced, or he may be totally absolved from liability. You should note that not all possible defences to an action in tort will be discussed in this podcast, because some defences are specific to particular torts, for example, the defence of justification in the tort of defamation, self-defence in trespass to person, and statutory authority in the case of nuisance. These specific defences are considered in the chapters covering the torts for which they are available. Here, in the podcast, we are concerned with general defences applicable to all torts, but which have a particular relevance to claims in negligence. The defences we will look at are 1. Contributory negligence, 2. Volenti non fit injuria, and 3. Ex turpi causa non orator actio. The first of the defences, contributory negligence, operates where the claimant's own fault has contributed to the damage suffered and the damages payable are reduced in proportion to the claimant's degree of fault. In Froom and Butcher, 1976, the plaintiff was driving his car when he collided with a car driven by the defendant, and as a result, he suffered head and chest injuries. The defendant admitted liability for the accident, but claimed that the plaintiff's injuries were largely as the result of his own failure to take care of his safety by not wearing the seatbelt. The Court of Appeal held that the standard of care is objective and said that in failing to wear a seatbelt, the plaintiff failed to take reasonable precautions for his own safety, and the award of damages was reduced by 30%. The second offence is volenti non fit injuria, which means that no wrong is done to one who consents. A claimant who voluntarily agrees to undertake a risk of incurring harm is not permitted to sue for the consequent damage of taking that risk. It is important to note that volenti is a complete defence, and if it succeeds, the claimant gets nothing. The third defence of ex turpi causa means that no right of action arises from a disgraceful cause, and this applies in circumstances where the claimant was participating in an unlawful act. The effect of this defence is to completely absolve the defendant of liability for damage.